Renaud shared with us last week. And we are imagining ourselves sitting across from a man. And this man's name is Solomon. And Solomon has lived an incredible life. Solomon has lived a life of incredible, supernatural wisdom. And Solomon has experienced everything that there is to experience under the sun. And so we here at Mosaic Church here in 2011 are imagining ourselves across from an old, wrinkly, wise dude. And we're having a conversation with this guy and just asking him, really, what is life all about? For me, I'm a 26-year-old guy, still have a lot of life ahead of me, although we do know that life goes by quickly, especially for those of us who are older in this room. We know that it just goes by fast. But we're here tonight and we're asking the question, what is life all about? And Ecclesiastes is a very encouraging book to tell us what life is all about. Because Solomon is at the end of his life, and as Renaud shared last week, he decides that everything is meaningless. Yeah, all right. Meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And as Renaud shared last week, we're kind of at the point in the conversation where he's kind of just throwing out all these weird random things. I mean, it really is kind of like talking to a super old guy who doesn't really care what you think about him. So he doesn't need to construct a full sentence. He's just going to tell you what he thinks. It's like, you know, you're having a conversation with a guy that really doesn't mind saying whatever comes to his mind first. And so one of the first things that Solomon jumps to his mind is, you know, I'm one of the wisest guys on the planet. In fact, most people believe the wisest on the planet. God has given me supernatural wisdom. And you know, one of the first things that I've found out, the wiser you get, the more you understand it's all meaningless. Meaningless. And we are encouraged to hear those words, right? It's pretty fun. I mean, I'm 26 years old. I'm hoping that over the years, I don't become more and more foolish, but I become more and more wise. But it's not a super exciting realization to think that the wiser I get, the more meaningless everything seems. It's pretty crazy. So we're going to jump into God's word tonight, and we're going to hear from Solomon some of the things that he points out about the craziness of this dynamic of wisdom and how things just become more meaningless the more we understand. Let's turn to page 464 of the Mosaic Bibles. We're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and we're going to take a look at what Solomon has to say. Ecclesiastes 1, we're going to start in verse 12. Solomon has thrown some things out here. He says, I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless. A chasing after the wind. One of the funniest things that you can ever look at. If you ever get a chance to do this, do it. We go to a summer camp every year with student ministries called Awanada. And one of the most fun things about Awanada is that at night, fireflies are everywhere. They're everywhere. Owl City sings a song about it. It's kind of cool. Fireflies all over the place. And one of my best memories of Awanada is seeing Hunter Wells, my good friend, chasing fireflies. It's the funniest thing ever. I just can't explain it to you, so I'm just going to show you. It looks a lot like this. And you can't see what he's doing. He's just going like this. And, you know, you're kind of like, that kid might need to go to a doctor or see a specialist or something like that. I'm going to call his parents. He's fine. But it's crazy to see someone chasing after fireflies, especially if you can't see them going off. But all you do is you see them kind of running around. And that's what Solomon is saying, is that this life, it's meaningless. I've observed everything under the sun, and it looks like some weird kid trying to chase fireflies or chasing the wind or something, but it's kind of weird looking. It's meaningless. It's weird. And he says, what is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Reminds me of a song, very classic song, Mo' Money, Mo' Problems. You guys ever heard that song, right? I could sing it for you, but you'd leave. And that's what Solomon is saying, you know, mo' money, mo' problems, mo' wisdom, mo' problems. I think that is going to be my next radio hit. I'm going to try to record that. And so Solomon is saying, look, you know, it's kind of this crazy thing. I studied and I searched and I learned and I applied myself to all of this learning. And the more I learned, the more I realized, man, this is just not even worth learning. So here we are in a conversation with an old man becoming more and more encouraged. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 12. He says some other things. He says, then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless, for the wise man, like the fool, will not long be remembered. In the days to come, both will be forgotten, because like the fool, the wise man too must die. Yay! Right? I mean, you're kind of like, okay, I'm sitting and I'm having a cup of coffee with you, hoping to find something that is going to give me some sort of like reason to live. And I'm not getting it, buddy. You know, it's like, wisdom, it's better than folly. I mean, if you're going to choose one of the two, you may as well choose wisdom. But guess what? The wise man and the fool, they're both going to die. And what's going to be left? So the first thing that I've been jumping into this, it's blowing my mind, is like, what's the point? What's the point? If wisdom is just going to lead me to the same fate as folly, folly's kind of fun, right? I mean, there's some fun things about folly, you know, going to the carnival, right? I mean, it's totally fun. But have you seen the people that put those machines together? Not cool, but it's fun, right? So if wisdom is just a little bit better than folly, it seems like a lot of effort to me to become wise. Like reading top to bottom, left to right, a group of words makes a sentence. That's a lot of effort and work. You know, wouldn't it just be easier to watch a bunch of TV? It's a lot more entertaining. And Solomon's just kind of saying, you know, wisdom's better than folly. A little bit. But you're still going to die. Okay. So as I began to think about this truth, it got my mind going a lot. Why is it that Solomon would get to the end of his life and really believe this? What is it for him about wisdom that is totally meaningless? Can this really be the case? I mean, this is the guy who wrote the book, most of the book of Proverbs. He compiled it together for his sons because he saw that wisdom was important. It was a big deal. So I thought to myself, you know, what would I do if I were in Solomon's position? I mean, surely I could have stewarded wisdom better than he did, right? So I started thinking to myself, you know, what if I had a crazy amount of wisdom? I mean, what would that look like in my life? So I started thinking about some things, and I kind of want to take you on that journey with me of, you know, what would it be like to have this insane amount of wisdom that Solomon had supernaturally. So I want us to imagine a few things. Let's just imagine a few things together. First thing I want you guys to imagine with me, imagine if you could remember everything you ever learned in school. Because, students, close your ears. Do you remember anything you learned in school? I mean, really, let's be honest about it. I mean, imagine if you could remember everything you learned in school. Every random fact, every history lesson, every single thing that you learned in school, you could remember, and not only remember it, but be able to recall it and have a working knowledge and understanding of everything you learned in school. That would probably change your quality of life a little bit, right? You might be able to get a little bit better job. You might be able to really impress people at the water cooler. You know, you might be an interesting party, you know, trick, like your wife brings you along. Hey, listen to what my husband, you know, knows, as if that would ever happen. So that would be kind of fun, right? Well, okay, let's go a step further. Imagine if you could remember every life lesson you ever learned. Now we're talking. Now we're getting a little bit more valuable. I mean, think about that. The School of Hard Knocks, I have like a doctorate degree in that school because I did a lot of dumb things when I was a kid. The problem was I forgot, right? I did something really dumb and then I experienced some serious consequences and I was like, I'll do that again because I forgot what that was like before. Could you guys imagine if every life lesson you ever learned from birth until now, you had an intimate understanding of and were able to apply that to your life? Wouldn't that change things for you? Guys, with your wives, every mistake you've ever made, you could remember how not to make that mistake again. This is gold. If you could put this in a pill, you'd be a trillionaire, right? I mean, seriously. So let's think about that. Imagine also, okay, let's go a step further. Whatever field you're in, and if you're a stay-at-home mom and you raise your children, imagine you are an expert at that. If you're in sales, imagine if you were the best salesman that ever walked on the planet. People were calling and begging to buy whatever useless thing that you were selling for no reason, just because they liked you. Imagine if you were an expert in your field and you were the best of the best of the best of the best. That'd be pretty awesome, right? It'd be pretty awesome. Don't act like that wouldn't be awesome. Yeah, I mean, you'd make a lot more money. You'd be popular. You'd be able to write best-selling books. It'd be good. Imagine you had complete, intimate knowledge of every religion that has ever been developed or taught in all the world, in all of history. Wow. You could have some really, really intense conversations with people. Man, I'm sure people would be coming to Christ in throngs because of your understanding of all the religions. I mean, nobody would be able to argue with you, right? I mean, you'd never be like across a coffee table going, I don't think I really know what the answer to that is. You'd have a working knowledge of it all. I mean, imagine if all of these pieces of information and experiences and things were a part of the core of who you are, and you had absolute perfect wisdom in all of these things. That'd be pretty incredible. Imagine you had complete understanding of everything on the internet. Wow. Right? I mean, the internet is smart. Google, like, you'd be a walking Google. The name Google would change to your name. Hey, can you Joel that for me, right? That'd be pretty sweet. You had a working knowledge of everything on the internet, and not only could you, like, spit out, like, the text data, but you'd be able to actually give context to it. You'd be able to know whether it was true or false. Now, that would be valuable when it comes to working the internet. What if you had complete knowledge of that? That would be pretty awesome. Pretty cool. And what if you had, and let's go beyond this, what if you had a complete and intimate and deep working knowledge of the things that humanity has yet to discover? Things that people are wondering about on the internet, you had a working knowledge of. How do black holes work, and is time travel really possible? I mean, how many of you geeks out here want to know Is time travel really possible? I do. It would be awesome. There would just be no end to the line of people that would line up to talk to you. But you know what's crazy? You're still gonna die. What? You know, I feel like maybe within that you could also figure out how to live forever, okay? Because then that would maybe be valuable. But imagine you had all of that knowledge, even some of that knowledge applied to your life, all of this working wisdom in your life, you were able to implement, you were able to live out, you were able to enjoy the benefits of. I mean, you wouldn't have any relational strife because every psychology book known to man would be written and input in your head. And every time someone looks at you a certain way or asks you a question, you're going to be like, and how does that make you feel? You know, you're going to know what to do in every situation. You'd be like Superman on crack, like wisdom crack. I don't know. It would be a pretty amazing thing. But there's a limit. There's a limit. We are limited people. You know, all of that awesome stuff that we could kind of dream about, it would still amount to the same place that Solomon said, you know, it's kind of crazy, but we're still going to die. It's sobering. It's sobering to me. I'm 26. I feel like I have a lot to learn, and the process of learning is kind of fun. I enjoy reading top to bottom, left to right. Group of words makes a sentence. It's kind of cool. I like to feel smart when I'm having conversations with people, but guess what? I'm not that smart. And there is so much that can be learned. I mean, we went through a small list. There is so much to be learned, and we don't have any kind of supernatural capacity to learn all of these things. And so even though Solomon, the most wise person who has ever lived, he took the time to compile some wise sayings to give to his sons when he was in his middle age, because wisdom is better than folly. That's true. It's true. Because certainly folly and foolishness and sinfulness and all of these things that's the opposite of all that we've been talking about really don't make for a very fun life. But at the end of the day, what does it amount to? Really, what does it amount to? Because no matter how much we can amass and no matter how much we can accumulate, our fate's the same. You know what's even crazier? You know what's even more meaningless? Is when you amass all of these things, these knowledge, you learn things and you have life lessons and all of those kind of things. And maybe you could even stack up some of this list. Maybe you could stack all of it up. But what Solomon got to the end of his life realizing was that without God at the center of all of my wisdom, it's absolutely meaningless. Because I am going to die. And at that point, what I accumulated, learned, and grew to understand in this life matters not nearly as much as the next. Solomon lived a charmed life, a dream life. And at the end of his life, because he began to chase after other gods. Herno talked last week about the 700 wives and the 300 concubines and how each one of them begged for their God to be worshipped in their way. And as he gave in more and more and more, these false gods would come into his life. And the fear of the Lord, the foundation of wisdom. Proverbs says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord was removed from Solomon's life. And all of the lessons that he learned, all of the things that he had accumulated, all of the conversations he had had with people from all over the world, what did they amount to? Because the crazy thing is that we can learn things, we can grow in so many different ways as human beings on this planet. But if what we're learning and what we're growing in is not rooted and grounded in the fear of the Lord, it is meaningless. You know, Renaud said last week, really the overall crux of what Solomon is saying in Ecclesiastes is this. That when you pursue anything, fill in the blank, wisdom, fill in the blank. When you pursue anything void of the fear of the Lord, the awe and reverent worship of God, the understanding that all of life is about Him. If we pursue anything without that, it's meaningless. But if we begin our pursuits in life, the good things that we pursue, knowledge and understanding and wisdom, fill in the blank on the good pursuits. If we pursue God first, then all of those pursuits are now meaningful. We talked about a lot of things already tonight. You know, Clayton shared some pretty heavy stuff. Do you know why wisdom at the end of the day is really meaningless when it's void of the fear of the Lord? It's because no matter how many strategies our humanity, our the world, every law enforcement group on the face of the planet, for every strategy that they could come up with to stop something like human trafficking, without God at the center of that, it is absolutely meaningless and powerless and completely unable to accomplish anything that is of eternal value. Whatever you're pursuing in this life, whether it's stopping the sex trade, whether it is raising godly children, whether it's becoming a godly business person, whether it is becoming a teacher, whether it is becoming a pastor who is somebody who will make a difference that lasts beyond their last breath. The only hope of that is the fear of the Lord, starting where it matters, will help us end where it matters. Because we're all going to die. And one day we're going to see God face to face. And on that day, if I've lived my life in the fear of the Lord and it has produced wisdom in me, and I hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," it'll make every bit of wisdom and trial and error and learning and reading and growing and accountability and all of the different things that it takes to see wisdom come about in my life. It'll be worth every bit of it if I hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But if I think that those words will be heard by me, if I'm pursuing everything else as an end rather than God as the end, I'm fooling myself. And the same fate that will overtake the fool will overtake me as well. That when I stand before God, yeah, I may be able to be in heaven forever because Jesus has paid the price for my sin, but will there be joy for me? Not without the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. So, as we leave this place tonight, let's hear Solomon, a guy who has it, has the experience. He is well qualified to say, pursue anything, even wisdom. And yeah, it might be better than folly, but in the end, without the fear of the Lord, it's meaningless. And let's allow the fear of the Lord to drive the way that we live our lives. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much that really this life is not all that complicated. There are so many different things that seem to complicate it. There are so many things that we don't know and so many things that we don't understand and so many things that we don't know how to do. And God, it seems complicated, but I thank you that it really is just, it's not. God, that if we put you at the center of our lives, and if we chase you, God, everything else we pursue will find meaning in you. God, wherever we find ourselves in this life, no matter what you've called us to as followers of Jesus, I pray that we would find our meaning in you. We love you so much. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.